Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast and recording in Melbourne just before a cyber risk meetup in partnership with the Australian Women's Security Network, and happen to be joined by, in an off chance, Jackie Lestow. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Jackie, we've had a very rapid, quick discussion pre-interview. First time we've actually met, but we've been crossing paths online for some time. Brief structure to the interview. We're going to just cover the Australian Women's Security Network, where it sort of came from, and then an outlook for this year, 2019, and then some of the sort of the changes around. But I think given this is our first opportunity to have a podcast interview, and for the audience, this does go to an international audience now, to the US as well. Your background and sort of how did the AWSN come around? Because it hasn't been around for that long. You know, it might seem a long time for you, but Jackie, the AWSN.
Thanks, Chris. So I started the AWSN in 2014. Right. I just spent 14 years abroad in Paris and in London, and over there I was used to working in a very male-dominated environment. When I came to my first event here in Australia, I walked in and I remember just seeing a sea full of men. And it really shocked me because I thought, okay, well, it was in Europe and that was something that I was used to. But I kind of expected that in Australia it might not be that case. So I walked in there and I was really nervous. I don't know why. I just felt like there was all these people speaking to each other. I knew nobody. I just landed. And I retreated to the toilet, actually. I was, so nervous. I was sitting there trying to get the courage to be able to go to this event. And usually I'm very social, so yeah. It's very unusual for myself. There I met Helene, and she kind of put me under her wing because I was saying, I'm really nervous. I don't know anybody here. Can I please tag along with you? And she was like, yeah, sure, come along with me. And so she introduced me to a few people, and I got confidence after that. But time when I started to meet other people in industry and a few other women that I kept seeing in different events.
Yeah.
And I went, do you know what? Why don't we just meet up for a casual breakfast just before events so we could meet each other and kind of go into a conference or go into a meetup together to give, women a bit of more confidence, because it's quite intimidating to walk into an event and you don't know anybody. So that's how I kind of started. We had casual breakfasts, casual lunches, and then we went, do you know what? Why don't we just create a LinkedIn group? Let's see what other women are out there, because surely there must be other women there, and it's such a great area to work in. Why don't we find out how many women are out there? So we started the LinkedIn group, and it grew very quickly. So we grew to about 40 people.
Yeah.
At that time, I was working, and then I went on maternity leave. And during my maternity leave, I kind of forgot about the group for a little while, but I got a call from Bonnie, who is...
Bonnie Butlin. Canada, yeah.
Exactly, who looks after WSECRA, which is a network of women groups internationally. And she gave me a call and said, hey, there's a real need for women to be connected across Australia. I see that you've started a LinkedIn group. Did you want to take it to the next level? And I said, sure, why not? My baby was sleeping very soundly. I had a bit of spare time. So I said, sure, why not? So she gave me a few ideas of how I could connect with some other women in Perth, in Canberra. So we started to chat about, ways in which we could develop what is now the AWSN. And we actually took it from there. So we started doing casual events. So in its pure form, it's really about... we've got three objectives. It's about connecting, supporting, and inspiring women to pursue a career in cybersecurity or security and to stay in it.
Yeah.
That's really key, the staying in it.
Well, as you just explained, it's industry-led and member-led, because I think something men probably don't understand is going into a room, it's the diversity sort of play as well of I'm a middle-aged white guy, so I don't understand or I don't appreciate maybe what it's like to move into a room and everyone's different or you're the different person. So I think, and from a networking perspective for that diversity angle, I think it's critical that you find people that you can associate with and share your common challenges with, right? That's correct. Where it came from.
It is. And as we started to speak to other women, there were people that were very isolated in a particular company, feeling quite alone and, you know, to be honest, some of them were treated pretty badly and very intimidated.
Well, I might say ex-policing too. So from the 90s, you know, different culture back then. Not that that's an excuse, but that's the reality of what it was like. So I think it's kind of surprising that the AWSN's only been around for 5 years. And we've spoke to Bonnie, and I've reached out to her many, many years ago. So, look, kudos to you for firstly starting that. And I suppose, looking back then, how much change have you seen over that 5 years? I mean, I've been observing it over the time. It's been profound in a way, but we're still not getting the numbers, right?
We're still not getting the numbers, but I think what we've seen is that there's a lot more women coming to the surface.
Yeah.
People are getting a lot more vocal. People are, what we're giving them is a chance to speak at our events.
Yeah.
So we have chapters in Brisbane, Perth, Canberra, Sydney, Melbourne, and a little one in Adelaide, and representatives in the other two states of Northern Territory and Tasmania. But what we're seeing is that there's a lot more people having the chance to actually speak out in these conferences.
Which is creating the voice,
and creating that voice and speaking out, which is part of what our objective is in terms of inspiring and showing that there are women that are working in security.
What... Your perspective, I suppose, on not just the diversity, but what value women bring, because it's not just creating. I always look at it from a risk management perspective. So you want that diversity of views. You don't want that groupthink. What are the key aspects, or is there any key aspects that women bring to the table other than diversity in thinking? What are some of those key attributes that women have? Do you think that are different or need to be highlighted?
I think that as women, as you say, it's about that diversity of thought. We really try to encourage, we want all those different opinions at the table when we're actually making decisions on when it comes to cyber risk.
Yeah.
And the answers to some of the key challenges that we have in industry today. With the cyber criminals, they have women in their midst as well. We need to be able to think like everyone else and be able to have those different perspectives. I think also the other thing that we bring is, as mothers, we have, not to say that men don't have it, a very caring nature, and we want to help people. We want to be able to make people aware of these dangers and want to help people understand these risks. So bringing that other perspective to what I think is very important.
I think the other key aspect I've observed is cybersecurity covers all aspects of society. It's not the traditional security approach, which used to be either corporate security or national security, counterterrorism. That has pockets of reach. But cybersecurity, being online, digital safety, e-safety, covers all aspects of society. I think that's where you have to have that inclusive dimension to cybersecurity. Yeah.
And also about to communicate it to people in different ways. The role that I'm in today, it's about communicating and educating and influencing people to change their behaviours and to... the dangers of what they're of being having a digital presence. So that perspective is very important as well, and being able to communicate that out.
What type of reach, you mentioned sort of the geographical reach of AWSN, what type of reach do you think it's starting to get, say, in enterprise and government? I noticed AusCyber sponsors on your website.
Yes.
So what type of reach are you getting sort of east to west in terms of across industry?
So we have quite a few people within our volunteer organisation who run the AWSN across different sectors. So we have quite a few people that work in government, in private sector, people that are vendors, and I think that whole ecosystem is very, very important within our industry, and we have them within our volunteers. What we actually have is a structure where everyone doubles up in terms of a position, so that helps with our volunteer organisation to for the longevity of our volunteers. So as you know, people have peaks and troughs in terms of their workload.
Yeah.
So what we do is we make sure that there's at least two people in each role. So when you have those troughs, then the other person can kind of take over.
Is it structured with a board or just... Yes,
we do. And within that board, we have people that are in security, not in security. Yeah. Some people that are, various different skills. And as I said, we have some people in government and obviously very tight ties with government. And hopefully we're going to be tightening those up.
we might have an announcement on this podcast, but I suppose we've covered AWSN in the past, particularly the Women in Cyber, Women in Security events that were held last year in Sydney, and I know that there was some held in Melbourne as well. What are your activities this year? Because it sounds like you're moving to the association level, where you can have chapters. What are your current activities? And then maybe we'll discuss where you're heading.
Sure. So today we, as I mentioned, we have lots of different chapters, and depending on the maturity and the needs of the members, the events suit that particular chapter.
Right.
So for example, in Perth and Adelaide, which are a lot smaller, they have smaller casual catch-ups, whereas in Sydney and Melbourne, we've been going for a lot longer, and Brisbane, and Canberra, the four of them, we have more formal events as well as casual catch-ups.
Are you in an association, incorporated association?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, right. Okay. How long have you been incorporated?
A year.
Okay, so this is... Okay,
this still, is quite new.
Still new, yeah, rightio.
Yes.
And what about your activities? And I was going to finish off with this, but how can people get involved, and I suppose what should their expectations be?
So they can join our LinkedIn group, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
They can submit a post for our AWSN blog,
right?
As well. We also are going to start two new initiatives which are coming up.
Come on.
This is the first time we've announced this. Nice. So this is a very good time. So next week, in fact.
We might not have this out by then, but anyway, we'll try.
So very soon,
yes.
We are going to be launching a new program, which I'm very excited about. It's an initiative with the Women Speak Cyber initiative.
Right.
I'm not sure if you've heard of that.
I haven't, no.
So if you look at their tag, Women Speak Cyber, their aim is to try and get more women speaking at conferences.
Got it.
So what we've done is we've collaborated with them to work on an initiative where we've got a coach, Emily Edgley, who's a public speaking coach, and she's going to help initially in our pilot 5 participants to coach them through public speaking.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is have a whole lot of different workshops to help build the confidence of how to create a talk for a particular aim for a particular conference, and then build confidence in that particular individual to be able to present. Because what we find is that women don't want to invest time in themselves.
Yeah.
They don't, not all of them, but a lot of the time.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
That's a great initiative. I'd recommend, because obviously you can't reach out to everybody, anyone who is struggling with public speaking or think they can't do it, their local Toastmasters as well.
Yes.
Get out there. It's not that difficult. It's a skill you can learn. And so, one, I think it's good to give that coaching capability.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a no excuse for me. You know, I used to struggle at public speaking, but you just got to work out, hang on, how do I work this out?
Mm-hmm.
And Toastmasters is a good thing. So that's good, because I think you've got to pull women into... Sometimes it's not just hey, we're here and we can collaborate. Sometimes I think you've got to push them and pull them a little bit and go, hey, look, there's no excuse. You've got to be improving your skills all the time.
Yes. And so, at the end, we've got the conference. So on the 1st of September, there's an International Women in Cyber Day that I think there's 20 countries across the world that are going to be promoting this day. It's very exciting. It's Lisa in the US who started this initiative.
Right.
And what we're wanting to do for that for Australia is we're going to have a women's cyber conference,
yes,
which is going to be sponsored and partnered. We're partnering with CSO to make this conference.
Yes.
And within that, we're going to have some first-time speakers, which is really great.
Right.
And also an awards ceremony.
This is a physical conference?
It is a physical conference.
Very good. First of September, right? But it's part of an international kind of a group of events as well.
So the International Women in Cyber Day is the 1st of September, but the conference itself is on the 3rd.
I suppose that's a good point is, you know, one of the key aspects of women in cyber is getting women into the industry. Is there any connection programs between employers and employees, young women, either graduates or women in transition from their careers, entering back into the workforce, anything around there that you're doing?
So that's a particular aspect that's very close to my heart, of building the pipeline of talented individuals into our industry. So we have a few things that we work on at the moment. The last few years we've worked with the Vic ICT, and we've participated in the Go Girl Go for IT, where we talk about different careers in cybersecurity. Some of the people that we spoke to, they think that security is just about anti-malware and that's it. So it's about kind of educating them that this can actually be a really interesting career. We also have the AWSN Cadets program, which we started in Melbourne, and it's about to launch in Brisbane as well, where we've brought together a number of different students across Melbourne. So there's 60 cadets across different universities and tertiary.
Great.
And we do workshops on specific topics. So our first one was with Nushin from Kaspersky on malware reverse engineering, and that was fantastic. She had 5 workshops with these girls to show them how to do that, and it really opened their eyes up to it. It made me really realize that a lot of them thought that it was only penetration testing or it was about working in the SOC. So what the aim of the cadet program is to give them more diverse understanding of all the different careers that are in cyber.
Well, that malware analysis is almost a forensic analysis. So, you know, and I know, you know, a lot of people see CSI and they go, oh, that's so cool, but it's almost a CSI in a digital environment. And I think you can get a lot of people's interest when they think about it that way.
So they did that, and they also did digital forensics.
Yep.
They did penetration testing with Pamela. They also did, they visited the Telstra SOC, the ANZ SOC, the NBN SOC, and they have also done application security testing. They've done a whole range of different topics, and it's really opened their eyes to all of these different careers, which is really...
And is the Women in Cyber Day is going to happen this year, do you think?
It's pretty tight.
Was late last year, so, because I think the visiting around at particularly the young girls from high school and university, being able to visit SOCs and particularly in banking and large enterprise, does open up their eyes to go, there's plenty of different roles for me in this,
Definitely, yeah.
So, Jackie, maybe a final message and final sort of outlook for the AWSN.
So in its pure form, the AWSN is, as we say, Australian Women in Security Network.
Yes.
What we really want to do is to connect women to the fantastic people that are working in our industry and also to amazing initiatives that are already out there.
Yeah.
As you know, there are a lot of, you know, community groups, there's a lot of really great initiatives wanting to help women in cyber and also women in technology as well as in security. And what we want to do is to be that network that connects them to the things that they need.
Yeah.
And we can see that women will come into our network, get what they need, go out, come back in again for certain things in the different stages of their career. And I guess my ultimate goal would be that one day the AWSN won't be needed because there'll be lots of women in security.
No, I think you'll find the AWSN will, as you just explained it perfectly, people going through their career come into an association, they contribute and take out what they need, and then they might leave, but eventually they come back. And I've definitely noticed it throughout my career. You have an affiliation with some key associations that sometimes you're involved, sometimes you're not. I think for women listening to this podcast, either are in cybersecurity or interested in security generally, can use groups like the AWSN to create initiatives, engage in initiatives, and connect through different groups. So something we noticed when we did the Cybersecurity Magazine for International Women's Day, there were a number, it wasn't just the AWSN, but it was a number of both international and national groups involved in this space. And it's not just women in cybersecurity, but it's women in technology, in information technology as well, that it spans all areas. So as long as there's that STEM coverage, cybersecurity is always going to play a part in all of that, right?
Yes, and that's, I guess, one of the unique parts of the AWSN is that, as you to your point, it is about security. So security, yeah. We have people in physical security, like security guards. We also yes. have people in business continuity, which traditionally sometimes people don't think that it's cybersecurity. We also have people that are working in, a lot of people that work in fraud. So there's a lot of different elements of security which people traditionally didn't think belong together, but everything is merging together with this whole digital world and stuff. So, yeah.
Look, it's old school, revisited as far as I'm concerned, because security covers all aspects. Well, look, we could talk all day. It's been lovely meeting you, Jackie, for the first time. We're about to head off to our cyber risk meetup with the Australian Women's Security Network. So Jackie Listow, the founder of the Australian Women's Security Network, thanks for joining us on the Cybersecurity Weekly podcast.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.